push, it's almost there. One more time, come on. Come on, push, baby. One more time.
The Rock and Rap Confidential Report is on the air.
You are now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been revoked.
Mama, tuve un sueño. Soñé mi abuelito. Estaba cruzando la línea, buscando una vida mejor para la familia.
It seems as soon as the wall in Germany fell, and the U.S. government was busy building another one on the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Since 1986, as a result of a lot of the hate talk and hysteria that the government of the United States has been speaking, 1,500 bodies have been found on the border. We wrote this song in response to it. It's called Without a Fate.
Now this goes out to my people's on lockdown and all my people's on the street. This goes out to my people's on lockdown and all my people's on the street.
And every year that I spend in here, the parole board still says no.
They lock me up in the cell behind the courtroom in Long Beach while I'm awaiting to be heard on my traffic offenses. Parking. I panic. I'm thinking, oh my God, man, while I'm here, don't hold me. Actually, what's to stop them?
You gotta get to grips. You've got to get involved.
People of West Germany, every nation knows.
Music speaks many languages.
We are one world, one song.
신이라서 무엇을 보고
사랑은 한쪽으로 치우치지
않는다.
If you ever been on welfare,
clap your hands.
If you ever been evicted,
clap your hands.
If you ever had a daddy dick,
clap your hands.
If you ever been locked down,
clap your hands.
Everything for everyone and nothing for everything for everyone and nothing for ourselves.
Educate yourselves, make your worldview bigger, visualize wealth, and put yourselves in the picture.
Rock and Rap Confidential, the monthly newsletter that's been promoting all styles of music and sticking it to censors and ripoff artists since 1983, is here with the latest in music, news, trends, and analysis of what it all means.
In the early days of rock and soul, the music business played a positive role. Record labels and record distributors made sure the music was available at a reasonable price. Radio stations played a variety of new sounds, they sponsored local music events, and they promoted new attitudes about race and youth. Even payola, the payment of bribes in return for radio airplay, was often positive, since it helped to break down many of the barriers of an old fogey broadcast industry. Businessmen like Berry Gordy of Motown Amador DeGuin of Atlantic Records and Dick Clark of American Bandstand were indispensable in helping the music break out and to find its audience. The ambition of these and other men helped to create a teen market out of thin air, which allowed a never-before-seen youth culture to flourish. In the late 60s and early 70s, a concert industry developed that brought a variety of artists into every town in America with a decent-sized theater, again at a reasonable price. Meanwhile, retailers built record store chains that brought a wide variety of recorded music close to most Americans. Later, in the 80s, label heads like Def Jam's Russell Simmons, Metal Blade's Brian Slegel, and Maverick Rick Rubin helped to popularize new styles of music such as rap and speed metal, and made sure that they were available to most fans. But changes were in the wind, and as the 80s drew to a close, so did the open door for music.
In the 90s, the music industry has raised prices so high that a large segment of the music-loving public can't afford to buy CDs or concert tickets. Record company censorship of artists is now standard operating procedure. The passage of the telecom bill, with the enthusiastic support of the major record companies, made it clear this was completely voluntary. The telecom bill makes it a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison to distribute by any means music that is obscene, lewd, lascivious, or filthy. The telecom bill also allows for corporations to own up to 8 radio stations in the same city. Since bigger broadcasting chains can demand higher consulting fees from record companies, it will make it even more difficult for anyone but the big 6 record companies to get music on the radio. In just the 3 weeks immediately following the passage of the telecom bill, $2 billion worth of radio stations changed hands. It's true that problems of high prices and censorship are not new, although they've gotten much worse. What's really important is that for the first time ever, we have a realistic alternative to the major record companies. The advent of sophisticated but cheap technology over the past decade has created the potential to get rid of the useless beast the music industry has become.
The warning of the word goes out to all the above, to all the below, and all who've been cast aside. The imaginative mind that enables us to resist strategies of containment brought onto us by political thunder whores. It's the coming of the digital freak swing versus Ape Kill's master. If you try, you will catch on. Well,
everywhere is war. There are now over 1 million home studios in America. There are hundreds of pirate radio stations, and there is an internet that soon will be able to bypass all middlemen and distribute music directly from creator to consumer. It may seem ridiculous to predict that a scattered, uncoordinated underground can come together and dethrone a jolly green giant like the music industry. Yet the music industry itself knows this is a possibility. As a result, they are moving to stamp out competition from the underground.
Sitting here today talking with the Black Rose, founder of Zoom Black Magic Radio in California. Rose, why is the government so scared of unlicensed radio?
Well, it's very simple. They can't control the thought of the individuals who practice what is known as piracy. If you give a man a license to do a certain thing, you can threaten to take it away if he fails to comply. With pirate radio or unlicensed broadcasting, an individual that's bold enough to do this is definitely a threat to a system.
The National Association of Broadcasters filed a friend of the court brief in the FCC's suit to shut down Free Radio Berkeley and all other pirate radio stations. The FBI and record companies carry out joint attacks on bootleggers who could not exist without obscenely high prices for legal product. Professional recording studios try to get zoning boards to shut down home studios. Big corporations try to corner cyberspace for themselves. Ticketmaster gets down and dirty to prevent Pearl Jam and other bands from lowering ticket prices. It's clear that the days of peaceful coexistence between the rapidly expanding underground and the slowly rotting mainstream are over. The war for control of music's future has begun, and it won't end until somebody wins.
I'm used to, like, being in a place where there's most of the people are Latinos, and he's, like, all races.
Over all the years that I've worked in the music business, which is 13, I hate the music industry. But it's nights like this that reminds me why music saved my soul.
By showing art, you know, music, showing different cultures, and talking to each other, you know, dialoguing about where you're from and what are you doing. And so this is a real good stuff because it's they're showing art and there's music, but really you're bringing people together from different communities so that we can hook up and work together.
When it comes to California street life, the only story we hear in the media is about racial hatred and violence. But there's a whole nother thing going on, a great example of which is the series of festivals in Los Angeles known as Rockamole Live. Rockamole events feature live music, poetry, video, and art by and about the homeless, prisoners, and at-risk youth. Rockamole brings together a city that supposedly can't unite.
The mingling, multicultural, cross-cultural, ethnic lines in this event is very, very peaceful and very much of a coming together. And I think scraping away the street, we see some of the true Los Angeles and what could be done in L.A.
Those who've been shut out, who've been living in the periphery, it's about giving them a voice. Giving them a way for self-expression, bringing art and music and beauty into the living experience. So we hope that the word spreads that there's something good happening here.
People from around the country have attended the Rockamole festivals, and now some of them are planning Rockamole-style events in their own cities. So keep your eyes open.
And now it's time for Pop Light, a collection of odds and ends we found lying by the side of the information superhighway.
Who's the 67-year-old linguist that's a quote machine with all the rockers? None other than Noam Chomsky, the MIT professor whose radical critiques of U.S. domestic and foreign policy have made him the world's most frequently quoted living author. His lectures have appeared as Bad Religion and Ministry B-Sides, and Pearl Jam broadcast them on Monkey Wrench Radio. His album, The Role of the Media in Manufacturing Consent, was the highest rated release in a recent issue of Playboy. And producer Don Was is working on a benefit album that will feature samples of Chomsky lectures over newly written music by several well-known musicians. Michael Stipe of REM has inquired about the possibility of Chomsky going on tour with the band.
Let another class of people put us somewhere just below.
Last September, a large multiracial group of homeless families set up living quarters in an abandoned Catholic church in North Philadelphia and quickly polarized the city.
Mama,
church and city officials, along with the police, have worked unsuccessfully to evict them, while a cross-section of citizens from around the city and the state have come forward to support the families. That includes musicians of almost every style who have come out and played at the church. Organizers of the takeover told RRC that the bands identify with the plight of the hungry and homeless because most of them are barely surviving themselves.
Vicky Iovine, the wife of Interscope Records president Jimmy Iovine, has written a book, The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy, that explores the things pregnant women can't discuss with their husbands. Topics include how to get your husband into the sack when you look as if you swallowed a watermelon, farting, hemorrhoids, and what to think when your belly button turns inside out. If it comes out as a book on tape, will it have a warning label on it?
And all you've been making me a son.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style.
What are America's family values? Rockford, Illinois school board member David Stromer said that RRC contributing editor Luis Rodriguez, author of Always Running, Mi Vida Loca, Gang Days in L.A., should be run out of town and sprayed with pesticide. Stromer was just the most obnoxious of a small group who wanted Rodriguez's autobiography pulled from local high schools. Yet a group of educators who reviewed the book ordered it kept in the curriculum, and when Rodriguez attended a public meeting to discuss the book, he twice received a standing ovation from a large crowd. Always Running quickly became the best-selling book in Rockford.
You are now entering
the censorship zone.
Music censorship continues to grow. In 1995, California's Moby Disc Chain banned a host of rappers along with King Missile, Bad Religion, Todd Rundgren, and the Rock for Choice and Rock for Freedom compilations. As new outlets for marketing music are developed, they often exclude labeled records. For example, the massive Ralph's grocery chain now sells CDs and cassettes, but refuses to carry stickered product. Things aren't much better at radio. Last summer, Grambling State University's 50,000-watt KGRM-FM instituted a ban on rap, saying the music had become intolerable. KGRM replaced rap programming with the likes of Whitney Houston and Anita Baker. Grambling official Roderick Fape said he hoped other stations would follow KGRM's lead. They did. In October, Boston's Emerson College banned all rap, with the exception of a few bubblegum rap tunes, from the school's WERS-FM, using the pretext that playing rap music had caused break-ins at the station's studios. Shortly after New Year's, the staff of adventurous WUSC-FM in Columbia, South Carolina, was fired and the music mix homogenized. The response of the Recording Industry Association of America, the major labels, and the National Association of Record Merchandisers, the big retailers, to this upsurge of censorship has been to agree to extend the use of parental warning stickers to press releases and artist biographies.
The record industry and the rock stars are not going to fight this battle. We're going to have fight it. And by we're, I mean somebody from the outside as much as a writer can be, and people at the margins. It isn't going to be the big celebrities, and people from the grassroots.
Given the fact that so many newspapers won't carry advertising for, or in some cases even review, films with NC-17 or X ratings, we have to wonder if the corporate newspapers that dominate the American print media may soon banish ads and reviews of those records carrying the music industry's own tipper stickers. The current upsurge of censorship is going to get worse as the 1996 election campaigns go into full gear and politicians vie to see who can tell the biggest lies about music. Yet the elections are also an opportunity to take part in a highly visible national debate. This won't mean much if we limit ourselves to splitting hairs over who is the lesser of two or three or four evils, or if we stay on the defensive, whining about how music is dangerous like drugs, but should remain the province of only parental censorship. Those of us who actually make, promote, or listen to this music know it brings more people happiness and inspiration than all the politicians in the world put together.
Every month, Rock and Rap Confidential covers the widest possible spectrum of music. Here's a sample. Listen to the voices, Junior Reed. Great Divide, Semisonic.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Africa Bambaataa presents Time Zone.
Edge of Night, Mike Henderson. Los Angeles Underground, Volume 1, various artists.
Feeling the funk of the African drum kid. Sit back and groove off the African drum kid. Relax your mind to the African drum kid.
The Resurrection, the Ghetto Boys.
And every morning I wake up, I'm kind of glad to be alive. Cause thousands of my homeboys died. And very few died of old age. In most cases, the incident covered up the whole page. From Amsterdam to Amarillo. It ain't no secret. The world is a ghetto.
The Trouble with the Truth, Patti Loveless. Odyssey of the Mind, Die Krupps. Louisiana Country Blues, Herman Johnson.
I've been walking until my hands and feet is tired. And I've been going here and yon above. I can't find no job.
Evil Empire, Rage Against the Machine. The Ultimate Collection, Muta Baraka.
Coming from the island of Jamaica, I am a H2 worker. Cutting cane in a Florida, working so hard in the burning sun.
The Essential 70s Masters, Elvis Presley.
There's a watermelon mashing. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. There's a watermelon mashing.
The Awesome Power of a Fully Operational Mothership, George Clinton. Don't check me with no lightweight stuff. I, Roy.
Natural reaction caused by this volatrition, yeah. But John John said, before one of my words pass, someone who shall pass away this day. Yeah.
H-E-A-T, Doyle Dykes. Necessary Roughness, The Lady of Rage.
Just because I'm young and it's all for fun, I never really thought about the consequences. What? But ever since Easy died, I said, now I'ma listen. Yay, though I walk through the valleys of death, I open my eyes, they dropping like flies. My last breath might get snatched, taken, broke down, I'm shaking.
A Taste of Texas, various artists.
Swirling blood down in Texas. Telephone lines are down.
New Eurekan Soul. That's it for this month from Rock and Rap Confidential. To subscribe to RRC, send $15 to Box 341305, Los Angeles, California, 90034. One more time, $15 to RRC, Box 341305.
305 Los Angeles, California 90034. If music is life, then life can be good. Hang on. Peace.